Hey there, the learner. Ready for a real mindbender today? We're taking a deep dive into post-capitalism, but not the kind you'd expect. Forget Economics 101. This is about how this idea is, well, shaking things up, like everywhere, from cities to, well, the internet, even art.
Yeah, it's a bit like in The Matrix, right? When Neo takes that red pill.
Yeah.
Suddenly you see the code, the structures behind everything.
Exactly. And speaking of codes, we've got a real treat, Daniel Garcia Andújar. He's an artist, a thinker, and he's trying to decode this whole post-capital puzzle. We're talking essays, art, even, well, some conspiracy theories in the mix.
What's fascinating is Andújar doesn't just lecture us on post-capitalism. He throws you right in the deep end, makes you experience it.
So where do we start? Well, Andújar points to the fall of the Berlin Wall. You know, most people saw that as, like, capitalism winning, right? The start of a new world order. But Andújar, he suggests something else was going on.
He argues what came after wasn't just more capitalism, but a kind of mutation. He calls it the post-capital era, where old lines are fading and everything's getting more, well, complex.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. So what does this post-capital world actually look like?
Imagine a world where East versus West, developed versus developing, it all starts to blur. Globalization, tech, we're more connected, but also more divided.
That's a paradox, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's key to understanding Andújar's view. This tension, connection, and fragmentation, it's in everything. The cities we live in, the internet, even the art we see.
So it's not just about the economy.
No, not at all. It's about how economics are tied to our culture, our politics, even our own identities. It's about power and how it's being, well, challenged in this new era.
This is where Andújar gets really interesting, I think. He doesn't just talk about this stuff. He uses art to show it to us.
Right. And a great example is his idea of the post-capitalist city. He says the way cities are built reflects these post-capitalist tensions.
So it's not just skyscrapers and traffic jams anymore.
Not exactly. Think about gated communities next to rundown areas, these huge malls right beside empty public spaces. It's all fragmented physically and socially. That's the post-capitalist city.
Like, those spaces are little versions of the bigger changes, showing inequality and how complex things are becoming. And speaking of spaces, we can't forget the internet, right? It's completely changed how we connect with, well, everything.
And Andújar sees the internet as, like, the ultimate post-capitalist thing. Decentralized, always changing, so much information, it's almost too much.
Tell me about it. 5 minutes on social media and my head's spinning. It's overwhelming.
Exactly. And that's what Andújar wants us to think about. In this world of too much information, how do we know what's true? How do we even make sense of it all?
So how does he suggest we do that? Does he have any answers for us?
Well, instead of easy answers, he gives us something more useful, a tool. And that's something we'll get into right after this.
All right, so this tool, this thing that's more useful than answers, what is it?
Right, so it's called Post-Capital, and it's like this, well, huge digital archive. Andújar's collected, like, tons of stuff from the internet. We're talking articles, videos, even those weird rabbit holes you fall into sometimes.
Hold on, so it's just a bunch of random internet stuff. What's so special about that?
Oh, it's not random at all. He's organized it all into these themes, really relevant stuff, you know, like the wall, the towers, Guantanamo. He even has one called cartographies.
Okay, those are some pretty loaded terms, right? But I still don't get it. What's he doing just putting these things side by side?
Yeah, kind of. He calls one series Timeline, yeah. And he takes, like, a famous picture, you know, like the Berlin Wall coming down, and puts it next to, like, an ad for a new phone or something.
Whoa, that's got to be jarring, seeing those two things together, I mean.
Exactly. And Andújar wants us to see how those big events, you know, history, it all gets filtered through media, consumerism. Makes you think, what's real? What's being sold to us?
He's making me look at my own phone differently now, that's for sure. So it's not just the information, it's how we get it right, how it's all packaged up.
Yeah, and he even has this glossary of, like, capitalism, socialism, basic terms, but he defines them all using Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, isn't that, I don't know, a bit simplistic?
That's the point.
Yeah.
He's saying these definitions, we think they're fixed, but they're always being argued about, changing, especially online. It's less about being right, more about seeing all these different views the internet allows.
So, like, don't believe everything you read on Wikipedia or even in a dictionary?
Exactly. And that's what's so great about Andújar. He doesn't tell you what to think. He gives you the tools to figure it out yourself.
It's like you were saying, the internet's liberating but overwhelming. He gets that.
Totally.
Yeah.
He loves that the internet can give people a voice, you know, especially those who don't normally have one. But he also sees the downsides, the surveillance. censorship, how it can trap you in your own little bubble.
It's a double-edged sword for sure. So does he give us any advice on how to, like, use the internet better, more responsibly?
Well, he doesn't just talk about it. He's out there doing it. He's an activist, using the internet in this really interesting way.
So this activism, this way he's using the internet, what's he actually doing?
Well, it's not like he's, you know, waving a flag for one cause or anything. It's more about using the internet to, well, shake things up, especially when it comes to, like, who controls information.
Mm.
He seems to think knowledge shouldn't be, I don't know, locked away, but shared, like it's for everyone.
That's a pretty radical idea these days, right? When information is like a product, something companies sell.
Totally. And his biggest example, that post-capital archive we talked about, he put the whole thing online, totally free. Download it, share it, do what you want with it.
Wow, that's really different. Giving away all that work, most artists wouldn't do that. It's like he's going against the whole art world, you know, with all the rules about ownership and stuff.
It shows how powerful the internet can be, right? He's not just complaining. He's making a whole different model. How knowledge can be made, shared.
He's putting his money where his mouth is, basically. Saying information should be free, and then boom, there it is.
Exactly. And it goes beyond the digital stuff, too. He does these workshops where, like, anyone can come and mess around with his work, add their own ideas, even make new art based on post-capital.
So it's not just him, the artist, up on a pedestal. It's more like everyone together.
Yeah, exactly. He wants to break down that wall between the artist and, you know, everyone else. We're all part of it.
This whole thing makes you think about art in a different way. Is it just like holding up a mirror to the world? Or should it be doing more, challenging us, making us want to change things?
People have been arguing about that forever. But Andujar, he shows that art can do both.
You can have something that makes you think and makes you want to act.
Right. He reminds us that art isn't just something pretty to look at. It's about, you know, really seeing the world, asking questions, talking about stuff, imagining something better.
So to bring it back to the learner, what can we learn from Andujar? We're all living in this post-capital world. What do we do?
I think it's about thinking critically. We can't just, like, swallow all this information we're being fed, especially online. We got to be skeptical, question what we're told, find different perspectives.
We got to be in control, not just letting the world happen to us.
Yeah. And that's why Andujar is so important. He doesn't give easy answers, but he gives us the tools to face all this complexity and maybe even make things a little better, you know, more fair, more empowering.
Well, that was a lot to take in. The learner, I hope this deep dive gave you something to think about. Post-capitalism is always changing, and so are the questions we need to ask.
Like Andujar shows, sometimes the best answers come from, you know, not knowing, from asking questions, exploring, and doing it together.
If you're curious, go check out Andujar's work, especially that post-capital archive. It's a rabbit hole worth going down. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing and don't be afraid to question everything.